Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live at the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh, where this crash has shut down three of four lanes on Capitol Boulevard northbound. How much longer before crews will be able to clear it?
And breaking news, Nick, Carrie, a big explosion shakes a home causing serious damage. We'll take a closer look at this damage as investigators return to that scene this morning.
A man is in custody after a long standoff at a Durham apartment complex that forced an evacuation. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker captured the moment it all ended.
And we have more steamy days ahead, but a little break in the humidity today. I'll show you why, and then when we'll return to triple-digit heat indices.
Tens and thousands of Wake County students are heading back to the classroom. This, of course, is for year-round students. Today, I'll explain, as we're live here at one school in Mooresville, the safety measures in place, as well as how they're fixing bus driver shortages.
July 11th, back to school story.
How's that happening?
8:01. They're already on their way there. The buses are out this morning. Be careful. Mm-hmm. Be aware. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Of course, they're going back to school on a really nice morning.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with the good news this morning.
Yeah, it feels good. Right now, 74 degrees in the triangle, and our dew points dropped down to 65, which comes right in at nice on the muggy meter. It's still going to feel a little bit sticky for us this afternoon, but we won't see temperatures, or we won't see the heat index high enough to make it feel any hotter than it really is. So that's definitely good news. This is a live look in downtown Fayetteville at Segra Stadium. A nice morning to be outside, but again, it's going to be a little hot later this afternoon. 76 in Fayetteville, 75 in Rocky Mount, 73 still in Roxboro, so feeling pleasant there. If you need to be outside, of course, this time of year, the morning always feels the best, but we'll see 85 at lunchtime with a high of 92 this afternoon. Today will feel the coolest of any day this week because our heat index will start to climb into the triple digits. I'll show you when we may see a heat advisory posted coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, and we're following breaking news in North Raleigh. A crash on Capitol Boulevard right around Old Buffalo Road. Serious injuries with that crash, and it's causing some pretty big delays. Let's head out there live to the scene, check in with Brett Neese in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, that is still an active investigation.
It is, Brian, and just within the last 30 seconds, actually, the officers started grabbing brooms, and they are starting to clean this up. There is at least one tow truck here, and there's also a tree truck that is here, too, because it's going to have to cut down a tree that was also taken out there in the median right here. You can see that as a result of this crash. I have some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to show you a little bit more from this scene. This happened just before 5:30 this morning. And this truck and this car were both involved. This car completely flipped upside down. Police tell me that three people that were involved in this crash all have injuries. They had to go to the hospital. I'm working to learn the extent of their injuries. It's not clear at this point. But the crash reconstruction team was also out here with their 3D camera and a drone to take as many pictures of this scene as possible, reconstruct it, try to figure out exactly how this happened. As soon as I get an update from police, I'll pass that along, Brian, but it looks like they are in the clearing stages now, and hopefully a couple of these lanes will be able to reopen soon.
All right, Brett, thanks for that live update. New in the past few minutes, it looks like we're seeing a southbound delay building as well, just some heavy congestion through that area. Again, that's on Capitol around Old Buffalo Road, so expect some delays as you head between the Lewisburg Road merge there and 440. Also tracking some backups on 540 westbound this morning. We had an earlier crash right around the railroad area. Looks like we're still seeing some activity related directly to that crash. Unfortunately, the cameras are not working out there, so we can't confirm that, but we can certainly see the delays on the sensors beginning around the Lewisburg Road area all the way out toward the railroad bridge. About a 20-minute delay overall. Try to pick up 540 westbound from Leesville Road to get on the other side of those delays. Want to update you about that crash we've been following this morning in Apex on US 1 northbound right around 1010 Road. Still have some activity there on the right shoulder. So as you head through that area, scoot over one lane to give them some room to work. Measuring a 6-minute delay from 55, but we have some backups between 540 and 55. So if you're coming in from the New Hill area or the 540 interchange, expect some delays heading toward the 55 exit there in Apex. Elsewhere around the triangle, the usual backups building in Durham on 885 in both directions between 147 and I-40, but 40 and 85 are looking good through Durham.
Breaking news out of Wake County. An explosion tore through a home and investigators aren't sure what caused it. First responders arrived at a home on Penny Road last night after 11 o'clock. The windows were blown out of this building. Fire officials told the WRL Breaking News Tracker there's significant damage throughout the home. No one was hurt. Investigators are coming back this morning to get a better look at the damage and try to figure out what happened.
And we're following more breaking news. A man is in custody after an hours-long standoff at a Durham apartment complex. Police responded to the Avon Crossing Apartments off MLK Jr. Boulevard after midnight. Officers made an arrest nearly 4 hours later. The WRL Breaking News Tracker captured the moment the man was taken out of the apartments in handcuffs. Neighbors say they heard what sounded like a gunshot before that standoff started. Police evacuated the building as they worked to reach that man inside. Police have not said what led up to the tense encounter.
Tens of thousands of students are headed back to school today in Wake County, and that means school buses are back out there on the roads as classes start for year-round programs. WRL's Laura Levine is live with what that'll mean in the effort to tackle an ongoing bus driver shortage in the district. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, can you believe it? Summer is already over for about 30,000 year-round students in Wake County. Right now, we are outside of Carpenter Elementary School, where they are ready to welcome students back to the classroom today. That also means more school buses will be back on the roads again. About 175 buses will roll out the bus yard this morning. They're already actually out there. With the new school year, of course, we spoke with the transportation department to learn how they prepare to staff these buses with enough drivers. The operations and facilities manager tells us they don't have that problem as much in the summer compared to the fall, with drivers wanting to pick up more shifts in the summer and with less students in school. He says they have plenty of drivers today, but in the fall, the school district will need a total of 680 drivers. Hiring incentives, new pay, and attendance bonuses are some methods they've used to recruit.
We're always advertising. We're reaching out. We use word of mouth with our existing drivers. So we'll know sometime in the 1st of August about where we stand with the start of the school year coming in later August. We typically get some of the resignations during late July or in August, so we'll have a better picture.
And some of the challenges he says he believes they will face this week is, of course, naturally, anyone who has to deal with any new bus routes that they're not used to. And, of course, the heat. Bus drivers driving and picking up students. It's going to be a lot on them. So that's what they're keeping in mind. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Mooresville.
And this reminder for parents and anyone visiting Wake County school campuses, new security measures are now in place. Now, before you can get into any school building for an extended visit, you'll need to enter some personal information on an iPad. That will prompt a quick background check. The system scans for recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. And year-round students will also notice their lunch prices are now 25 cents higher. Full-paid lunches will cost $3.25 for elementary students and $3.50 for middle and high school students.
A busy section of a Fayetteville road will close again this morning. This comes after rain washed it out last month. NCDOT says Rayford Road near 71st High School needs more repairs. Beginning at 8:30, it's coming up in just about 20 minutes. They'll be closing those eastbound lanes near the Graham Road intersection. This is the detour that people will have to take for the next day or so. Graham Road over to Strickland Bridge Road. So it'll take you a little ways around that. And you may remember this video WRL first showed you last month of a police officer being rescued after falling into a sinkhole right at that spot on the road. That sinkhole formed when the storms overwhelmed the new drainage system that was there. An 18-wheeler later crashed into that area and pushed that officer into the hole. He was pulled to safety. Lanes are expected to reopen from this tomorrow.
And Jeff, we have another traffic alert to tell our viewers about. This one out of Wilson County. State DOT crews will close a stretch of U.S. 301 near Kenley. Both directions will be shut down near Acock Crossing Road until July 25th. Now, crews are upgrading the drainage pipe that goes under that highway. There will be a posted detour, but it will be a slightly longer route than you might be used to.
In the overnight hours, President Biden issued a state of emergency for Vermont because of catastrophic flooding. The Northeast is still bracing for more rain today, and the president issued that declaration just after midnight, which frees up federal funds to help with the cleanup. Dozens of people were rescued from floodwaters in that state yesterday. Vermont's governor says the state hasn't seen flooding like this since Hurricane Irene in 2011.
And speaking of the president, he is in Lithuania today. New video shows him meeting with the president there as NATO summit gets underway. The summit will focus on a bid for membership to the military alliance from Sweden and Ukraine. Sweden's bid appears to be moving forward, but President Biden believes Ukraine's bid should be put on hold because of the war with Russia. Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina is also in Lithuania for the summit. He is the co-chair of the Senate NATO Observer Group. In a post to social media, Senator Tillis says, the group is sending a message the U.S. stands firmly with NATO allies and partners.
Amazon Prime Day is officially underway, but before you run to add to your online shopping cart, we want you to know about possible scams out there. The expert advice for you so you don't fall for some of these believable scams.
And many of us are familiar with a very special group competing in America's Got Talent tonight. Who it is and what they're performing next.
And a hot 7-day forecast for us again at 92 today. And then we get into a chance for some scattered storms later in the week. At that point, our humidity goes up as well. I'll show you when we may go under a heat advisory coming up.
Coming up on 8:14 right now on your Tuesday morning, and a live look, Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, blue skies up above, and we're going to have some delightful temperatures to start, especially when you talk about the muggy meter. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Elizabeth Gardner over there, another sporting venue. Huh?
Yeah, how about this? Lots of folks out here on the putting green here at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. It's, of course, the time of day you want to be out there as early as you possibly can this time of year. Now, we're going to get a little bit of a break from the humidity this afternoon, but it's still going to be hot. We'll see highs in the low 90s this afternoon, but we're looking at triple-digit heat indices toward the end of the week. So get out and enjoy it while you can. Right now it is 74 in the triangle. Our dew point is at 65. That might drop a little bit more later on today too. Our temperature at lunchtime, 85. And then we're going to climb to 92 in Raleigh and Durham, 94 in Fayetteville for this afternoon. Our muggy meter right now is sitting just at the bottom of steamy. It may drop on down to tolerable. It should drop to tolerable here for today. And then it's going to creep its way right back up to tropical, which is of course when it feels especially uncomfortable and miserable outside. So not so bad today. Steamy Wednesday, tropical Thursday, Friday, and most likely for the whole weekend too. We're just right back at it. So when does this summer humidity peak? Well, right now in July, we average 24 days at tropical or that highest humidity level, and then 22 days in August. So July and August definitely is when we're, you know, we're just in it. But then after that, it really starts to back off nicely in September and in October, just 1 to 2 days with that really intense humidity. So about six more weeks, and then we'll get a little bit of a break. Take a look at this. Goodness gracious. Feeling like 97 for tomorrow, 101 on Thursday, but 110 and 113 potentially on Friday and Saturday. That easily puts us at a heat advisory criteria. The bottom number there is 105. So anything from 105 or hotter is a heat advisory for us. So it looks like that's where we're headed as we get into the weekend. So great pool weather all week long. Again, we'll climb to 92 this afternoon. We'll see a drop in our humidity today. So if you needed to get outside and do some exercise and you have to do it in the afternoon, go ahead and get it done today. The rest of the week starting to look dangerous, especially by Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. We don't really have any relief coming either. This is July 16th through the 20th, and we have a good chance of above normal temperatures. Normal for today is 91. So we're above normal all the way through Monday. Now we're not looking at highs in the upper 90s, but it doesn't have to be in the upper 90s for that heat index to be at 105 or hotter. And again, we get into that on Thursday. The one thing that may save us late in the evenings is a few scattered storms that could pop up. That also starts on Thursday. We'll talk about which day looks the wettest coming up, Brian.
It is just about 8:17 right now. We still have that crash up on Capitol Boulevard right around Old Buffalo Road. Seeing some heavy delays now in both directions of Capitol Boulevard from Old Buffalo Road down toward the Brentwood Road area. But the lanes that are blocked at this point are on the northbound side at Old Buffalo Road. So that's where we're seeing the biggest problems this morning. Also still tracking those delays on 540 westbound through the north side of Raleigh after an earlier crash right around the bridge there, the Ray Road Bridge, just before you get to Leesville Road. A 16-minute slowdown overall. Most of that now is between Capitol Boulevard out toward Ray Road. If you can pick up 540 westbound from Leesville, you'll be on the other side of those backups. Tracking some of our usual delays on 440 westbound this morning from the I-87 interchange through Newbern Avenue out toward Capitol and Wake Forest. It looks like we have a crash on Brentwood Road just off the Beltline, so I think we're seeing a little bit of a ramp delay related to that crash there at Lake Woodward Road and Brentwood Road. Allow some extra time through that area. Disabled vehicle reported in downtown Raleigh right now at McDowell Street at South Street. Seeing some heavy delays there on that northbound side of McDowell heading away from the Western MLK interchange up toward the convention center.
Brian, thanks. The man accused of killing a 5-year-old girl in Durham remains in jail this morning with no bond. Brian Luster appeared in court yesterday. Authorities say he murdered Chloe Fennell and shot her 15-year-old cousin. New documents obtained by WRL Investigates show Luster has threatened to kill a child before. Several women also filed restraining orders against him, citing drugs and violence. WRL spoke with one of those women about her experience with Luster and her reaction to Chloe's death.
Anytime somebody threatens your life or threatens a child's life is very scary because you don't never know what they could do, what they're capable of doing. I wasn't surprised, but it was very heart-wrenching, very sad.
Well, Luster was assigned a court-appointed attorney. A GoFundMe has been started to help cover Chloe's funeral costs. We have a link on WRL.com.
Police in Fayetteville say a fire at an apartment complex was intentionally set. It left 5 people hurt. And 15 people have nowhere to live now. This all happened at the Summertime Apartments on Jeffrey Drive just before 5:30 yesterday morning. Police told WRL they arrested 31-year-old Alan McFadden on a charge of arson. They say all 8 units in that apartment complex building are a total loss. One man told WRL the fire was so bad he had to jump out from a second-story window to make it out. And the Red Cross is there helping the people forced out because of that fire.
One of the biggest online sales events of the year is finally here. Amazon Prime is officially underway. Amazon says it is offering millions of deals during this 2-day event. While it will be a big couple of days for shoppers, experts warn it's also a big opportunity for scammers. That includes the use of social engineering and phishing attacks designed to steal your personal information. AI is making these scams harder to spot because it can remove grammatical errors that would otherwise raise red flags. An expert with My Computer Career tells WRL you can protect yourself by paying close attention.
The biggest thing that anyone can do to really protect themselves online is education. The more you are in the know, the more you know about the way cyber attackers think, the more you will be protected.
Well, Russ Monasteri says if you are in doubt about an email or text, don't click any links or send a reply. Instead, contact the company directly to ask if they're trying to reach you.
And Ken, here's another scam warning for people. This one is in Chapel Hill, where police say someone is calling people claiming to be a Chapel Hill police sergeant. The scammer says you have to pay bond money to avoid arrest. If you receive a call like this, just hang up. Police say they will never ask for money over the phone, and they're urging you to share this information with your loved ones as well.
Well, first responders can now qualify for the state's Medal of Valor Award. It's one of 11 bills Governor Cooper recently signed into law. The governor and the lieutenant governor now have the ability to recognize any first responder or their unit. The Medal of Valor honors acts of heroism under threat of personal safety beyond the call of duty. This applies to firefighters, paramedics, law enforcement officers, EMS personnel, and rescue squad members.
Very special group from our area will make an appearance on America's Got Talent tonight. Simon socks off, isn't it? And it's the 82nd Airborne Band and Choir from Fort Liberty. This video was posted last week by AGT, showing the group auditioning with a cover of My Girl. As you can see, the crowd and the judges were loving it, so be sure to tune in at 8 o'clock tonight on WRL to see if they can move past that auditions round.
Oh, yeah, they got our vote for sure. Well, late fees for credit card bills could soon be a lot lower. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing new rules. The agency wants to cut late fees from an average of $41 down to $8 per violation. The 100% minimum payment requirement companies can charge would also be reduced to 25%. You would also have a 15-day grace period for paying late. But the banking industry, we should note, is against this move. Bankers say the changes would hurt their bottom line.
All right, take a look at this. A school bus making its way down a parade in Iowa. It's being driven by a man who may be the world's longest running school bus driver. His name is Alan Wright, and Guinness World Records will soon let him know if he does indeed hold that title. He's 88 years old. He's been driving kids to school for 65 of those years. Wright served as the Grand Marshal of the Farmer's Day celebration. And instead of riding in the typical convertible, he wanted to drive his school bus. And he invited others to join along, ride with him.
Good for him. Yeah. I think he's got that record, actually.
I would hope.
Yeah. Well, coming up at 8:23 now, a different approach to addressing concerns about TikTok, the latest changes that could create a ban of the app, and the latest college to ban it on campus.
And we've been telling you, a lot of kids are headed back to school this morning. The new changes they will notice when they return.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Kent Smith. It's been a difficult commute for many drivers this morning. Let's get right to Brian Schrader with this traffic alert.
We have a crash up on the north side of Raleigh, still getting cleared from Capitol Boulevard around Old Buffalo Road. And we're still seeing some heavy delays in both directions there. We'll have more details about this crash coming up as our news continues on Fox 50 at 8:30. Right now on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard, we're measuring a 4-minute delay from 540 down to the Beltline. More significant delays on that northbound side. Also tracking some backups on 540 westbound on the north side of Raleigh this morning. An earlier crash around the Ray Road Bridge contributing to some of that. A 15-minute delay overall. Try to pick it up from Leesville Road to get on the other side of those slowdowns.
And we take a peek outside. Lots of sunshine out there. This is a live look at hazy Clinton this morning. Heading out the door, we're going to see temperatures climbing on up into the low to mid-70s. Mostly sunny skies for us. And a little drop in our humidity. It's still going to be hot. Mid-80s at lunchtime. Looking at 92 for the high. If you're walking the dog, even around 6 or 7 o'clock, temperatures will still be on the warm side. But again, humidity is a little lower today before it starts to bounce back up tomorrow.
Investigators are returning to a Wake County home this morning to figure out what caused an explosion. First responders arrived at the home on Penny Road after 11 last night. The windows were blown out. No one was hurt, though. A man is in custody after an hours-long standoff triggered an evacuation of an apartment complex in Durham. The WRAL Breaking News tracker captured the moment of the arrest at the Avon Crossing Apartments around 4:30 this morning. We're working to find out what started that standoff. Next on Fox 50, Scott Fine, just arriving at a house fire in Durham. We have a report coming up next. And also up next on Today, the best Prime Day deals.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, Sky 5 just arriving at the scene of a massive fire in Durham as we get a live look at that scene. The WRAL Live Center tracking this breaking news story.
Also breaking right now on Fox 50, a serious crash causing backups on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows us how long before traffic will be moving again.
And our humidity drops just a little bit today before it really ramps up later in the week. I'll show you which days we could see a heat advisory.
Also, people living in this house have a lot of cleaning up to do this morning after an explosion overnight. We'll get a report and a closer look at the damage as investigators return to that scene to try to figure out what happened.
And a long standoff in Durham ends with an arrest. What we are learning about the standoff that caused an apartment complex to evacuate early this morning. Also, the video, the moment that person was taken into custody. Thanks for being with us here this morning on your Tuesday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Of course, the other big story we're following today, just how nice it is outside. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Darden in the WSB Weather Center.
We take a live look here in North Hills. Nothing but blue sky, looking absolutely gorgeous. 74 degrees around the triangle currently, and our dew point's at 65. And that's going to put us at kind of a middle-of-the-road dew point. It doesn't look like it's going to drop a lot more than that. We'll probably keep it around 62 to 65 this afternoon. What that will do for us is it will keep it from feeling any hotter than it actually is. It is still going to be a pretty toasty afternoon at 92. 72 in Southern Pines, 75 right now in Rocky Mount, and we continue to be very comfortable in Roxborough at 64. We take a look at our temperatures as we head through the day today. 85 at lunchtime, and we'll see a high of 92 this afternoon. We're going to see our heat index really starting to climb, especially toward the end of the week. That's going to put us well into the triple digits for the heat index. I'll show you which day will look the hottest coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32, Elizabeth. It's been a busy morning on roads around the Triangle with a lot of crashes causing some pretty big delays. We're still tracking backups on Capitol Boulevard on the north side of Raleigh with an earlier crash around Old Buffalo Road. Brett Neese will have an update in just a few minutes from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And we're getting some indication on our map that there may be another crash in that stalled traffic, maybe around the Trawick Road area. Seeing some heavy delays in both directions of Capitol Boulevard between Old Buffalo and Brentwood Road. Need to allow extra time in both directions there. As we take a look around the rest of Raleigh, major approaches slowing down a little bit as you come in from Knightdale. We've been watching some construction-related delays earlier in the morning on 87 southbound. Now it's just the usual congestion, especially around the Smithfield Road area. Once you get to 540, you're in pretty good shape. Also still seeing some lingering delays out of Apex on US 1 northbound. Had an earlier crash around 1010 Road, and traffic still is pretty slow between 55 and 1010 Road. Over in Durham, I'm watching a crash on the south side of town. This is on 40 eastbound right around Fayetteville Road. Seeing a little bit of a backup right around 751. That looks like it's getting a little better. Still about a 3-minute delay coming in from Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound from 15501 out to 885. And if you're picking up 885 this morning, you're going to run into a little bit of a northbound delay approaching Ellis Road. Also look out for about a 15-minute slowdown on the north side of Raleigh on 540 westbound. An earlier crash right around the Ray Road Bridge leading to those backups, which now extend from the Capitol Boulevard interchange all the way out toward Creedmoor.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Durham, where it appears that there is a structure fire. You can see fire crews on the scene right now, actually spraying water onto the roof here. We are trying to figure out what exactly happened here, if anybody was inside, but this is happening on East Pettigrew Street in Durham. Multiple units on the scene. You can see this looks like a complete loss here. This home on East Pettigrew Street appears to have caught fire. We do see two structures here. We see one structure completely destroyed here. We do have a crew on the way there. As soon as they get on the ground, we will have a live report from Durham, and we'll keep checking on this from the live center here for you guys.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh, where police are working to figure out how this very serious crash happened here on Capitol Boulevard. I want to show you some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of this scene. This all happened just before 5:30 this morning, right before the Old Buffalo Road intersection. Police tell me three people were hurt in this crash and taken to the hospital. I'm working to find out how serious their injuries are. You can see one car completely flipped upside down with lots of damage on all sides. This truck has a lot of damage to its front end. A tree in the median was also taken out as a result of this crash. The Raleigh Police Department's crash reconstruction team is also out here collecting evidence. They use a 3D camera and a drone to capture as many images as possible. Three of the four lanes on Capitol Boulevard are closed while police investigate. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRL News.
We're on top of more breaking news out of Wake County. An explosion tears through a home, and investigators aren't sure what caused it. First responders arrived at that home on Penny Road after 11 last night. The windows were blown out, as you can see from this video. Fire officials telling WRAL, the Breaking News Tracker, there's significant damage throughout that home. No one was hurt, though. Investigators are heading back to that home this morning to better assess the damage and to try to figure out what happened.
Also breaking news in the overnight hours, a man is in custody now after a long standoff at a Durham apartment complex. Police responded to the Avon Crossing apartments off MLK Jr. Boulevard after midnight. Officers made an arrest nearly 4 hours later. The WRL breaking news tracker captured the moment the man was taken out of the apartment in handcuffs. Neighbors say they heard what sounded like a gunshot before the standoff started. Police evacuated the building as they worked to reach the man inside. They've not said what led up to that tense encounter.
Thousands of students and teachers will be back in the classroom today as year-round schools start again in Wake County. They'll be met with some changes, including upgraded security measures. This will be the first time Wake County Public Schools will see how its new visitor management system will work with students and staff in the building. Employees were trained on it last week. All visitors will need to be screened in the new system, which checks for recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. Visitors will go to an iPad at the front desk and scan their ID, type in some personal information, and get a background check within minutes.
What we're trying to accomplish here is consistency across the district so that when somebody signs in, they're signing into the same system.
Well, school resource officers and law enforcement will get alerted immediately if a visitor gets flagged for these checks. Well, today, tracks 1, 2, and 3 are back in school. Track 4 students begin July 31st.
You also might want to set aside a little extra driving time. If your drive time is at the beginning or end of school day, Wake County Public Schools estimates 175 buses will be back on the roads. District leaders say they won't have the same driver shortages over the summer that they do for the traditional calendar school year because there are fewer students in year-round programs. Just be aware, though, the buses are on the roads. Year-round students will also notice their lunch prices are now 25 cents higher. Full-paid lunch will cost $3.25 for elementary school students and $3.50 for middle and high school students.
Well, breaking news now in Johnston County. A road is back open this morning after crews worked through the night to clear a fallen tree. This happened on Buffalo Road in Selma near U.S. 70. The fire department said the road was closed shortly after 10 last night. Now, in an update posted to Facebook around 2 this morning, the department said the road had reopened.
The body of a missing person after a boat crash on Falls Lake has been recovered after a 30-hour search. Officials have not yet released that person's name. Crews recovered the man's body last night. Wake County Sheriff's Office says he had been on board one of the two boats that crashed on the water Sunday afternoon. This all happened as severe storms moved through our area. First responders say two others were on the boat. One of them was not hurt. The other was rescued and taken to the hospital. They say this serves as an important reminder about boat safety.
We just want to remind everyone that you, when you are afield on the water, please wear your kill switch and any kind of PFD that you have on board. That helps prevent a lot of incidents like this.
Officials say at least 10 agencies were called in to help recover that man's body. The search area spanned more than 70 acres on the lake.
Well, it's still not safe to drink the water for some residents in Lee County. People there remained under boil water advisory this morning after a water main break in Sanford. Officials say they expect things to return to normal later today. City offices and county school buildings were closed yesterday as crews worked to repair that break. As the city's tanks refill, local leaders say neighbors can expect to see low water pressure at home. The city engineer tells WRAL Sanford supplies water to the entire county.
New this morning, the Powerball jackpot is growing once again because no one matched all five numbers and the Powerball in last night's drawing. So that means tomorrow night's drawing will be worth $725 million. It's the seventh largest jackpot ever. Be sure to check your tickets from last night, though, because four people in North Carolina won $50,000 prizes by matching four numbers and the Powerball. Those numbers are 2, 24, 34, 53, 58. The Powerball is 13.
Well, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, also a big one, Jeff. It's worth $480 million. You can watch that drawing tonight right here on just before our 11 o'clock news on WRAL. Tomorrow night's Powerball drawing will air at the same time.
20 minutes before 9 this morning, and a state agency scammed out of $2.7 million. Coming up, how this happened and why the state treasurer thinks the money will be recovered.
And you won't have to go far to chase waterfalls. There's some right here in the Triangle where you can find them. All coming up next.
Let's give you a live look right now. Lake Gaston this morning. How beautiful and calm that looks. Should be cool and clear this morning. The mugginess will return soon. We'll enjoy it before it does. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when our temperatures heat up again.
Welcome back at 844. A pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers over there in Lewisburg. You're waking up to a very sunny and nice day. That's going to be the case wherever you look when you walk around and look around the Triangle area. Let's bring meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner into this conversation. Wherever we look this morning, it's going to feel like Shangri-La.
Yeah, it looks so pretty out there right now. We have Goldsboro and Durham, Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Beautiful views outside with lots of sunshine. This high pressure system is building in to keep us dry for today. That'll be the case again tomorrow. But after that, it moves on out. You can see this cluster of thunderstorms over Oklahoma. We're going to see a disturbance or two that starts to work in. And just some of the daytime heating will help to fire up some showers and thunderstorms. We're drier today, too. It's still going to be hot in the low 90s, but this high pressure system is feeding in some drier air. And then you can see the green color contours here. That's not necessarily rain. It's just additional moisture that comes in. And that really starts to get cranked up, especially Friday and Saturday. That's going to bump up the humidity and bring us enough moisture for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And that pattern really begins to pick up on Thursday. So here's a look at what's happening right now. This high pressure system stays with us. That keeps us dry today, and it has delivered some drier air. It's going to give us a little bit of reprieve from that high heat index. So we're going to keep it down at around 92 today, and that's what it will feel like. But feeling like 97 tomorrow, and then by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond, we may be under a heat advisory with another heat wave coming our way. Tomorrow stays mainly dry, too. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but our next best chance comes in on Thursday, and you can see it late in the day, that line of thunderstorms starting to head toward us. We take a look at our rain chances. It's a 30% chance on Thursday, 50 on Friday, and 40% chance on Saturday. We're also tracking the tropics. Down south, everything looks pretty quiet. You know, there for a little while at the beginning of the month, we had one after another of these systems coming off the coast of Africa. That's typically more of an August and September pattern. And what's happening right now is we have the potential for some development here east of Bermuda. Bermuda's right here, and of course, the coast of North Carolina back here. So this system likely to head on up toward the North Atlantic, but before it does, 20% chance that it could develop into a tropical depression or a tropical storm in the next couple of days, or a 50% chance in the next 7 days. Here's a look at the chance it becomes a tropical depression. Notice by Saturday, you see that purple area right there in the middle, that's a 90% chance. So this could become our next tropical depression or tropical storm. If it becomes a tropical storm, Dawn is the next name on the list. But this storm is not likely to affect land. It looks like it's going to head right up into the North Atlantic and fizzle out. We have some hot weather in our forecast. Notice the highs don't climb into the upper 90s, but they don't have to. When that humidity comes roaring back in on Thursday and Friday, we're going to see a heat index at 105 to 110, most likely. And there's no reason to believe that won't continue all the way into early next week. We do have the chance of some scattered storms, of course, starting Thursday, and that's each afternoon, at least through Monday. That can help to hold our temperatures down just a bit.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, millions of your tax dollars gone, all because the money was put into a fraudulent account. WREL has been looking into this and confirmed with State Treasurer Dale Falwell the State Housing Finance Agency was scammed out of $2.7 million. Now, according to a police report, this happened back in April. The state HFA would only tell WREL this was an isolated cyber incident, and a police report was filed as soon as the fraud was discovered. The SBI is looking into this.
These criminals work really hard to embezzle and this money. But I also want to say to your viewers that there are a lot of hardworking state employees, state SBI agents and cybersecurity folks who work for the IT departments across the state government who are working hard to stop this.
Buffalo says he feels confident this money will be recovered partially or entirely, and says state employees are trained on cybersecurity regularly. Just last month, WREL reported the State Department of Public Instruction was scammed out of $165,000 in 2021. Most of that money was recovered.
Some top lawmakers are considering a different approach to addressing concerns about TikTok. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia says lawmakers are considering changes to a bill that would give the Biden administration the power to ban the app. Warner says those changes would address concerns about an expansion of government power, but he wasn't specific about how. TikTok has faced growing concerns about its collection of data and its ties to China. Clemson is the latest university to ban TikTok. The new ban took effect yesterday. The university says it is due to privacy concerns. TikTok will no longer be accessible through the campus internet network. Students and faculty can still access it through private carriers like AT&T and Verizon.
Well, the Air Force is delaying some moves and bonuses for tens of thousands of service members because of a budget shortfall. The Air Force says it is experiencing higher than predicted personnel costs. Because of that, most moves scheduled after July were being put on hold. The Air Force is also pausing some bonus payments, including for reenlisting and incentive for difficult assignments. The bonuses are expected to resume in October.
Popular weight loss drugs, including Ozempic, are under scrutiny by European regulators. Those regulators say the drugs may increase thoughts of suicide and self-harm. The review by the European Medicines Agency comes after three case reports in Iceland. Suicidal behavior isn't currently listed as a side effect for the drugs in the European Union. Drug maker Novo Nordisk says it takes all reports of side effects very seriously. If you or someone you know is experiencing mental health challenges or having suicidal thoughts, there is help available. You can contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at any time. The number is 988. You can also visit WRL.com and search Get Help for additional resources in our area.
Well, inflation may ease, but not soon enough in the minds of many consumers. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York survey says Americans expect high inflation for a few more years, even if inflation drops in the short term. Consumers expect inflation to hang around 3% 3 years from now and remain there in 5 years. This survey affects how federal policymakers respond because inflation is partly impacted by what consumers think.
Well, this was a blast last night. A new home run derby champ in Major League Baseball. He's not the first in his family to claim the title. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the Toronto Blue Jays, blasted 72 home runs right there in that ballpark, right there in Seattle during last night's event, including 25 in the final round, where he edged Tampa Bay Rays star Randy Arozarena in the finals to clinch the win. Guerrero's father won the home run derby in 2007, and they are the first father-son duo to be home run champs. And this live look at T-Mobile Park in Seattle is where the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played tonight. So they had their fun last night. There's more of it on the way tonight, the Midsummer Classic. You can catch it on Fox 50 live tonight. Guerrero, more of his friends, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, they'll hit the field at 8. Coverage begins with the pregame at 7.
That should be a fun game to watch. Well, actor Harper Hill is getting into politics. Hill Harper, I should say. He announced his bid to run for U.S. Senate in Michigan. Harper is best known for his role on The Good Doctor and for hosting the series How It Really Happened. He says he wants to fill the seat left by retiring Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. Harper is running as a Democrat. His campaign website also lists him as an attorney and single father. His announcement video was dedicated to his adopted son.
A new environmentally friendly phone is now available in the U.S. Fairphone, known for using ethically sourced materials for its products, is partnering with digital privacy company Marina. It releases the Fairphone 4 now. It's a smartphone available $680. The companies say the phones come with an Android operating system that is Google-free. Instead, it includes the Marina Cloud for basic apps, as well as its own app store.
If you're already thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, you could get a free sandwich from Subway today. Here's how: the restaurant giving away 1 million free subs. It's an effort to showcase the company's new deli sliced meats. Now, to get a free sub, you just need to physically go into any participating location between 10 o'clock this morning and 12 noon and choose a 6-inch sub from the company's new Deli Heroes lineup menu. There's only one free sandwich allowed per customer, though. Well, you don't have to drive far to see waterfalls this season. That's because we've got beautiful historic ones right here in the Triangle. Lasseter Mill is tucked away in the middle of a Raleigh neighborhood inside the Beltline. It's at the intersection of Lasseter Mill Road and Lasseter Falls Circle. And another at the Juniper Level Botanic Garden. It's hidden in a secret garden. And of course, the old Gilliam Mill Historic Site and covered bridge along State Highway 42 West in Sanford. You can find a full list on WRL.com.